T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is a great honor. I'm so excited to have this guy. He's one of my favorite actors in the whole world. He is in a brand new film called Last Call. It is out tomorrow, streaming and in theaters. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Piven. Hi, Jeremy.
How you guys doing?
Jeremy, it's a great honor to have you on. I'm a huge fan of your work. I think you're awesome.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, can we start? Could you tell me what appealed to you that you decided to take on the role in Last Call? What were you thinking when you read the script?
Well, it was about this group of guys from Philly, from Darby Heights. It all felt very funny and authentic, and these guys all have the Peter Pan syndrome, and my guy Mick just got out of town and made good for himself, and ultimately, he felt he was too good for the neighborhood, and it's a comedy that's raunchy and funny, edgy, but it's also about coming to terms with who you are, who your friends are, what means the most to you in this life, so it had all the elements.
Jeremy, we have a terrible sell here, and I'm dying to get some information on this movie because it's so Philly. Can we get a call back from you so we get a clearer sell?
A call back from
Yeah,
people.
Please. We can't hear you.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Thank you, Jeremy. I really appreciate it. I don't want to frustrate our listeners out.
Yeah.
Because he's got so much good stuff to say. And the thing is, he was born in New York City.
Yeah.
He grew up in Chicago. Hmm. I'm going to tell you my final question to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge Bears fan.
Oh,
I
really
want to find out what his thoughts are about Nick Foles.
Hmm.
Because he's a Bears fan. But I'm just wondering if he could – how do you research something like that when you didn't grow up there? Do you go into the neighborhood? That's what I'm trying to get the information out from him. And we are waiting to – I guess this has to be go through agents and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you can't hear him, is it worth doing the interview?
Yeah, he's probably – I mean, you know, every city's got like that Chicago –
All right,
I'm going to
see if I get Carlos back in here quick while we're waiting for Jeremy. Carlos – What do you need to see in a Philadelphia film?
I heard this said earlier, but it has to be an accent. It has to be the Philadelphia accent.
Okay.
I was watching Unbreakable for the first time, and Bruce Willis was on SEPTA,
right,
and he said water, and I almost turned off the movie.
Or attitude. You got to have an attitude in there, Al. But yes, that's absolutely, if it's not the right accent. Did Stallone sound Philadelphia, Rube, when he did Rocky?
Yeah, I think he did. I mean, he's a Philadelphian. I mean, he's a guy who grew up in Northeast Philly, basically. So
Stallone?
Yeah, he grew up, yeah, absolutely. He grew up right around. Where was it? I can't remember exactly the neighborhood, but he grew up in Northeast Philly, I believe.
All right.
I think he was born and raised there, yeah.
We are holding on to see where Jeremy's... It's good that we don't have another breakout, so I can... let me get Butch up here real quick, because Butch from Manionk would like access to the first game of the season, and maybe we could get an endorsement from Ruben. The Fandemic crew last year out there, were they great?
The best. They were not great.
Butch, have the Phillies invited you yet to be part of their opening day ceremony?
Not yet, Angelo. I'm getting kind of antsy. Here's what I'm figuring. The Phillies loved us this year, didn't they? I mean, not just you guys. Didn't the Phillies love us?
Yes.
They sure did.
They came out.
Yep.
I think how many
Owner.
Different – Girardi was out there. Did he go out there, Butch?
Yeah, I seen Girardi. I was out in the street with a broom, Angelo. He had a big laugh. He stopped, hopped the horn to me. You can ask him when you get him on.
Wait, did John Middleton – didn't John Middleton go out there too?
Yes, he did, and I have the utmost respect for that man. I was the front man for the merchandise that he signed. He spent an hour out there and signed everything, and I told you about it back then.
So why
anything you want to say about that man? What owner goes out and does that for the fans?
So I don't understand why they're finally letting fans in, and you're not going to be part of it?
Here's what I'm thinking, Ange, and maybe, am I delusional? I'm the kind of guy, I love you is just three words to me.
Yep.
Show me. Prove it. So you, you love me, you love the crew. Show us. Prove it.
How many?
That was a kind act.
But how many people are in the crew?
Well, me and Oscar were talking about Saturday. I said 20. He kind of capped it at 25.
All right. But even if it's just 10 or 15, whatever, there were like a real core group that they could let
you
in.
You got to remember, Ange, we had groups there like we got a horn section. A horn section.
All right, Butch, I'm putting you back on hold. I believe we do have Jeremy Piven back. Hi, Jeremy. Sorry for that. I think maybe we got a better cell now.
Yeah, I think so. I got a. Awesome. I'm on a landline.
Oh, boy. Isn't that a nice thing to have around still, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, man. I didn't even know I had one. Didn't know what it was. I haven't held a phone in 11 years, but here we are.
Well, it sounds a lot better. Jeremy, how did you research this part for Last Call?
You know, it came about, and the writers, the producers, everyone is from the area there. And as you can tell by your questions and by everyone I've talked to in Philly, people are incredibly proud of where they're from.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so you can get a lot of information from them.
Oh, it was amazing because you were born in New York, but you grew up in Chicago. Did they have little neighborhoods like this where you were?
A little neighborhood what, sorry?
You know, like a neighborhood like the one you're depicting in the film. Tight, kind of ethnic.
No, I mean, I didn't grow up in the pub culture like in the film.
Right.
My family has a pub and Irish Catholic family. I grew up in Chicago in a theater family, and we're Jewish, but we're a very liberal family. When I went to temple, we prayed to who it may concern. We're very liberal. You know, our religion was the theater, and our pub was the theater. So, but we were all, you know, I can definitely relate to this, and it's a very funny, edgy movie, and we all need to laugh right now.
Oh, it's awesome. We got to see it. I just said this. I think it's as Philly as any movie I have seen since Rocky. I mean, honestly, it's so great.
Wow.
It grabs the city. Even the shots of the city are beautiful. Here's the thing I don't understand. It's an indie film. It looks like it's a big budget film. And you got people in it like you, Bruce Dern, Kathy Moriarty, Jamie Kennedy. How did they do that? How did you guys make a film that looks A-list when the money couldn't have been there? That wasn't that much of a budget, right?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, now more than ever, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
And it's hard for big studios to even make movies, you know, to another 30% over your budget just to make it COVID friendly and all that kind of stuff. And this is the type of movie where I'm really proud that it got made. And yeah, you have to do it independently. And it's harder to do it that way. Got to find your own money. But it's our job to make it look huge. And the cast is amazing, and so no one needs to know, you know, how much it cost. Was it a few million, or was it, you know, 50 million? All that matters is that it's authentic, it's funny, it looks great, and it's almost like in the spirit of the movie, which is celebrating small businesses, and that's kind of what this is. This is like a mom-pa kind of like venture where we just kind of did it ourselves. So if you go out and see it, you'll be supporting local businesses.
No, you got to go out and see it. It's phenomenal. I'm really curious about, you have performed, you've been in a lot of great projects, but you're usually a big personality. Everybody knows you from Entourage and Ari Gold. This is a departure, isn't it? A little bit for you, Jeremy? It's a more subdued character, but it's a deeper personality. I'm wondering how you looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, the irony is I'm closer to this character than Ari Gold or any of the other maybe, you know, kind of over the top type A personalities. It's funny, like people are like, how'd you pull this one off? And I'm like, you know, you can hear my voice. I'm very, my resting state is very low key and low, you know, and so this guy, yeah, is many different things and many different colors. And is a guy who's a bit of a slave to his ambition. But he loves his family and his mother. He's emotionally accessible and has dementia. So I, not dementia,
yeah, and he grows. By the end of the movie, he sees things differently, right? I mean, that's
yeah, and that's. I'm glad you noticed that, and that's that's what you're looking for in characters. You know, did they go through something? Did they have an arc? Did they realize something? Did they evolve or devolve, whatever? And you know, that's what this life is about. Hopefully, we. We have those moments where we make breakthroughs and go inward. And you didn't think we'd go so deep this morning on talk radio, did you?
We're a sports station, too, if you were wondering. I got one at the end. I got to ask you one thing about the beers. But before that, I just got to know. Like, you have been in all these different projects. Did you know when you were a kid in a theater family that you were going to be an actor?
No, I... It wasn't a means to an end. You know, my family did it, and I loved it, but I was always playing sports and doing other things, and so I didn't think that this is what I was going to do, but I was always doing it, which I think is the best way for anything to enter in, because you're not putting pressure on yourself. It's not a means to an end. You're just doing it and enjoying it, and that's the way life should be.
Was Entourage a breakthrough for you? Is that what got you
a lot
of
stuff?
Yeah,
I mean, it was a breakthrough in the way that it was a brilliant role and something I was very proud of. And then I won the Fresh Face of the Year award at 37 years old. You know, so I was like a 37-year-old overnight success.
And what are you hoping for from Last Call? What would you like people to take away from it?
Well, first of all, that people go out and see it and support it.
Yes.
And that they get a good laugh, and they and it's an escape, and they forget about maybe anything else that's going on in their lives, and then maybe they ask the question to themselves, what means the most to you in this life? What are you putting your time to? Are you connecting with your family? And you know, also just like, are you taking yourself too seriously? Are you having fun? Are you a decent person? Just a few simple questions.
Oh, no. And we've told everybody, Jeremy, don't stay during the credits, because there's a Bruce Dern scene at the very end that I don't want to ruin it for people. It's incredible. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to – Philly's going to, you know, be proud of themselves, and yep. This movie's about them, and they're going to show up, and we're going to do well, and I'm excited about this. And you guys have been great to us, and it's much appreciated.
Well, it's because we love the project. We think it's a terrific movie. Last thing, Jeremy, you're a huge Bears fan. We have something in common, Nick Foles. How do you feel about Nick Foles and maybe being still your starter in Chicago? You with it or against it?
You know, he's a great quarterback and obviously won the Super Bowl with you guys. And, you know, it's his first season with us. And, everyone expects you to, you know, go all the way your first season. And I think he did a great job. And the offense was still gelling. And we've got guys like Kyle Long coming back, who's a great offensive lineman. So anything's possible. And I think he has a lot left in him. And, you know, we also have Andy Dalton, who's going to join the Bears. So anything's possible, man. You know, as Bears fans and as a Cub fan, we're patient and we're passionate.
It's beautiful. Jeremy, thank you so much for doing this. You got a lot of fans in this town. Last Call. Do not miss it. You will also be able to get it streaming this weekend. Do not miss this. This is Philadelphia captured. It's beautiful.
It is, and also, the last time I was in Philly, I was performing at the Punchline, which is an iconic club, a really great club, and I can't wait to go back there. I miss those guys.
How are our crowds for stand-up? Because you do that, too. Are we good for stand-up?
Amazing. I would say Philly and Chicago, to me, are my favorite cities to play.
Wow.
They're really, they're not tight or self-conscious. They're smart and they're present. And I can't wait to get back to the punchline.
You're awesome. Jeremy, thank you so much for doing this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.